Welcome everyone, welcome to FOSDEM 22 and welcome to my talk about requirements specification documents and how to test them. It's an honor to be closing this stream today, and given the topic is requirements specification, maybe we should specify which problems we're actually trying to solve. So imagine being a reasonably junior developer and you're tasked with creating a traceability matrix in Word for that given space app, or for those given artifacts in this space applications we're dealing with. And the first time round, it's fair game. That work needs to be done somehow, whether you're using a tool, whether you're using Word, doesn't matter. But the fifth time the change request comes along, maybe it's time to think about how we can automate this, and it just gets tiresome. Because yeah, you have to look up every detail every time. Well, all right, consultant life, project's over, next project comes around the corner. It's a new customer, new documents, and we actually have to review those. I do not recall any details what was in there, but I do remember that I was looking up some reference in one document, and that reference just wasn't there in this other document. So why are these documents not consistent? And to paraphrase John Holt here in his MBSE introduction, documents should be a live view of the system and not just some pretty pictures we look at the end of the project and realize we've built something completely different. I mean, we have CI/CD for software. Why don't we use that for documents as well? Then we, at any given point, have consistent and up-to-date documents with whatever artifacts we're shipping. I mean, so far, all the challenges we've encountered can be solved by any given ALM tool, I guess. So there's nothing new here except maybe it's open source. But then that project from the Musty Crypt came up, like an old operating system that isn't available for this platform we're trying to target, like operating system specific language features that we don't want to use anymore. But hey, at least there's a specification that says what it was supposed to do, what were the ideas. And it looks like it's been exported from some kind of web-based tool, but that web-based tool is long gone and lost to time. So all the meta information that was available in this tool is just gone. And I think we need to ship that information as well with the code. It can't just be a PDF document at the end. Now, as you can guess, maybe I've been a test engineer for various space and railways applications for the last 8 years, so there's one or the other horror story to talk about. Now, let us start with a bit of theory. We have here the classical V model I think you're all familiar with. We have requirements across the various subsystems and test specification and test artifacts, and we want to link all of those issues together with in forward direction when we go from system to subsystem to implementation, but also from backwards, from artifacts, from test artifacts, and from lower level subsystems backward, basically following the green arrow. And in this particular example here, we only want to link the various issues themselves. We're not going to link complete